This is the Angry GM, and I am here recording a proofread aloud of an article that I am about to hit publish on, entitled, But I Digress, dot, 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 Structure. I didn't spell out dot, dot, dot. Someday I'm going to spell out dot, dot, dot. That's going to be just part of it. I do have a live studio audience. It's a little bit of a smaller audience than usually turns out, but then I didn't give people much warning because I actually wasn't going to do this, and then I'm doing it. So, surprise to everybody. But anyway, I'm going to read the article, and then I'm going to take some questions and comments from the studio audience. And if they manage to step on the landmine comment, I am going to explode and then shut down the question and answer portion, and that will be the end of Q&As forever. And so, without further ado, I begin my proofread aloud by reading first the title, But I Digress, dot, 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 Structure. I don't know how the hell to classify this. It ain't bullshit, it doesn't belong in true campaign managery, and I ain't responding to anyone but myself. Actually, that's really what I am doing, responding to myself. I'm expanding on something I said in that last true campaign managery lesson. But it ain't true campaign managery. Really, this has more to do with scenario design and homebrewing, but I sure as hell ain't ready to tackle that nightmare yet. But what I'm talking about is useful. I have two butts. Not me personally, that's not a personal problem. I've discovered that I use a lot of conjunctions to start sentences, and while that's good sparingly, you don't want to start every sentence in a paragraph with and, but. And that's what I've been tending to do, but. So anyway, we're going to fix that. Now, really, this has more to do with scenario design and homebrewing. But nope, that really does need the but. The but needs to be there. I need a but there. Okay. What I'm talking about. Okay, wait. We can use an intercontraction, a contraction in the sentence. Okay, let's try this. This'll read good. We're only two paragraphs in. It's already a disaster. Really, this has more to do with scenario design and homebrewing. But I sure as hell ain't ready to tackle that nightmare yet. What I'm talking about, though, is useful if you're planning to use your burgeoning true campaign management skills to homebrew a campaign, especially as you set your campaign vision. So, vision, not fission. Vision, with a V and a Z. So let's call this a digression. I'm just going off on a useful tangent. That's all. But I digress, structure. I briefly mentioned in my last true campaign managery lesson the idea of structure. Specifically, I said structure is a thing you should address when setting your campaign vision. I then rattled off a few quick terms I didn't bother to define and called it good enough. And it was good enough. After all, if you're reading true campaign managery, you already know how to string adventures into a campaign. At least you can do it passably well. You probably know how to build a functional, adequate adventure. I'm pretty sure I've written more than a few lessons on that as well. So I'm certainly justified in leaving shit there and letting you wait until I commit to the year-long process of turning you from an amateur crap homebrewer to true scenario designer. You still have basic friggin' leadership and social skills to master. But it is worth knowing a thing or two about structure as you set your campaign vision. And that's true even if you're not doing the whole homebrew thing. The problem is that structure is kind of tricky to grasp, partly because it requires such a delicate grasp, grip it too light and it escapes, grip too hard and you crush your game, and partly because there are actually three different kinds of structure to worry about, and they all have to work together. Actually, it's probably better to say that your one structure needs to do three totally different things, but I'm rushing ahead. First, structure. What is? Structure's simple enough to define. It just describes how the bits and pieces of your campaign or game fit together. If you step back way far from your game and squint your eyes, structure is the shape your campaign would sort of take. Kinda. But as with many such game design and narrative concepts, and I know this is going to touch off 10,000 idiotic fights in my supporter Discord community, structure is a descriptive thing. You can't really define or explain it in concrete terms. It's something you can only describe. And it's very complex and detailed and nuanced, so you can only compare structures by broad similarities. Talking structure is like looking at faces in the clouds. You can talk in you can't talk in terms of water molecules and air currents. And even if two clouds have very similar faces, no two are quite alike. So all you can say is, those two clouds both have old man faces. That one looks kind of grumpy, and that one sort of looks happy. That vague, descriptive, similar but different bullshit might lead you to think structure ain't worth talking about. But it is. It's tremendously important. It's pretty much the most important. Structure. Why matters? Do you remember how I keep telling you that pacing is pretty much the thing that separates good games from crap games? Do you also remember that pacing isn't about the speed or efficiency at which things move, but rather about the ebb and flow of the emotional content of your story? That it's about, say, tension rising and falling, or about how you foreshadow future events, or about how you resolve mysteries, or a million other things? That pacing is about how your players' emotions pull them through the game, sometimes fast, sometimes slow, sometimes happy, sometimes sad, sometimes curious, sometimes surprised? Do you remember all that shit? Well, structure describes how the different elements of your game join up. How your game moves from one thing to the next. So structure and pacing are totally intertwined. In fact, structure defines the large-scale pace of your campaign. While the moment-by-moment gameplay determines how the players feel about a particular encounter or session, the structure drives how they feel about entire adventures and campaigns. Structure, don't ignore. Now, I know there's a bunch of you already sharpening your damned pitchforks and lighting your torches because it sure sounds like I'm saying that scenario designers and campaign managers should take a firm hand in plotting and planning. And saying that is 40 stolen cakes level terrible. Because a game master's job is to provide an open world or sandbox or stage on which the players can play out their dramas as they choose. While that is a good and valid point, I don't quite agree because, as a matter of completely personal subjective preference, I prefer to run games that aren't giant steaming piles of shit. That's just a me thing, though. Your game's gonna have a pace, and your game's structure will drive its pace. So if you choose, say, an open, sandboxy, player-driven kind of structure, you're abdicating control over the long-term pace of your game to your players and their whims. And that's a crapshoot. That means you're leaving it up to your random, dumbass players to stumble into a game that feels good to play, in the long run. And since this campaign management crap is about setting your game up for long-term success, keeping at least a finger on the structure wheel will only do you good. That said, structure. Don't overthink. You can really overdo this structure thing, and in a drive to force your game to conform to a predefined structure, you can crush the freedom and openness from your game. Moreover, structure is descriptive. It isn't prescriptive and it isn't definitive. You can describe the structure you're going for in your campaign, but only in broad terms, and really, you're just better off being aware of structure as a thing as you develop your campaign vision than trying to actually force one. That said, the more you get used to looking at structure, the more your games will just come out well-structured. It's another one of those, some people are naturally good storytellers and some people get good at telling stories because they naturally tend to fit their stories to the right shape without even thinking about it. Which is why I'm going to stop trying to define structure here, especially because what's really interesting to me today is that when it comes to tabletop role-playing games, there are three different structures to be aware of. Sort of. A tale of three structures. Structure is about describing how the different pieces of a thing fit together and how the experience flows from one piece to another. But games are complicated things, and tabletop role-playing games are complicated games. Thus, they have complicated structures. And it's easiest to look at them as having three different structures, all of which are important. The shape of the gameplay. Gameplay structure is all about what the players are doing as they play the game, or rather how gameplay switches between different ways of playing the game. I've talked in the past about modes of play and gameplay loops and shit like that, and that's all about gameplay structure. Imagine, for example, a dull-ass standard fantasy adventure campaign. The kind I run all the time, and the kind that isn't at all dull-ass, even though pretentious douchebaggy online game masters will say otherwise. In such a campaign, the players begin by exploring a town and gathering information until they find a quest. Once they've prepared for the quest, they set out into the wilderness and travel to wherever the quest demands they travel. At the site of the quest, maybe they delve into a dungeon to accomplish the quest's goal. Then they hike back to town and end the adventure where they started. You can think of exploring a town, preparing for adventure, trekking across the wilderness, and delving the dungeon as different broad gameplay activities, modes of play, and how those modes of play are arranged and how the players are expected to move from one to the other. That's structure. It's worth noting that structure is kind of a fractal thing. It tends to look the same at every scale. Consider how players might explore a town, for example. First, they'd get the lay of the land. The game master might show them a map and describe the town. They'd look around for points of interest while gathering general information. Eventually, something specific might grab their attention. They'd figure out how to approach it, interact with it to complete a goal, and then go back to looking around for points of interest. In a very general sense, that's very similar to what the players do throughout the campaign. See? Fractal. The structure I described is a particular kind of structure that ends where it begins and thus is called a gameplay loop. That's not the only kind of gameplay structure. Another kind of gameplay structure is typically seen in so-called 4X strategy games, in which the players explore the map, expand their holdings, exploit resources, and then exterminate a threat. And even very open-world games like Breath of the Wild and Breath of the Wild 2, the same but shittier, have different modes of play if you look really closely at them. As you wander across Hyrule, you tend to switch between Wander Mode, Checkout Mode, and Trek 2 Mode. And that's in addition to other modes like Explore the Settlement, Complete the Side Quest, Delve the Shrine, and Clear the Dungeon. All of that just goes to show that describing gameplay structure is about describing what the player is doing and how the player is making choices at any given moment, and recognizing that really it's not so much the game that switches modes as the player's brains. The shape of the story. Every game, every adventure, and every campaign is also a story, a narrative. But that's not because games are special. It's rather because everything we do as humans is a story. Every experience leaves a narrative behind. As we turn our experiences into memories, we shape them into ongoing and emerging stories. Playing a tabletop role-playing game is just another experience. At the end of each encounter, each session, each adventure, each plot arc, and each campaign, we fit the events together into a growing narrative, and there are way too many missing commas there, so I need to fix that. Okay. Yeah. At the end of each encounter, and each session, and each adventure, and each plot arc, and each campaign, we fit the adventures together into a growing narrative. We fit the events together into a growing narrative. Typed it right, said it wrong. The stories that endure, the ones that are the most rewarding to experience, are the ones our brains can fit into the right shape. And that shape is narrative structure, the structure of the story. I've wasted a crap ton of digital ink talking about narrative structure, talking about acts and arcs and rising action and climaxes and denouement and crap like that. And I've also talked about a lot of different ways of structuring narratives. Terms like three-act story and Kisho Tenketsu and the hero's journey are ways of describing different narrative structures. It's worth noting, though, It's worth noting now that while gameplay structure tends toward nested loops and cycles, narrative structures tend toward rising and falling action. Not every gameplay is a loop, and not every narrative focuses on building and releasing tension, but it usually works out that way. It's also worth noting that narrative structure is also fractal. Thus, just as stories can have rising action, climaxes, and resolutions, so too do individual scenes and even individual actions. That's just how this shit works. The shape of the scenario. Here's where shit gets tricky. What I'm about to describe can be hard to tell from gameplay structure, but it really is different. Let me start by explaining by way of example. What scenario structure is all about. When the players of the above campaign delve a dungeon, they're, in some sense, just doing the same gameplay loop as is present in the rest of the campaign, but on a smaller scale. They enter a room, take it in, find the interactive points, pursue things, and then move on. But what they specifically face in each room and how they decide where to move on to and when to backtrack, that's all scenario structure. The map of the dungeon they're delving is a diagram of the scenario structure of that particular chunk of gameplay. The specific path the players follow, or the sum total of all the possible paths, and the things they deal with on that path, that's all scenario structure. Scenario structure is all about how the individual elements of the game's challenge are splayed out and how the players navigate them. As with gameplay and narrative structure, we have lots of terms to describe scenario structure. We say adventures are event-based or site-based. We talk about branching paths and gauntlets and open worlds. Those are all ways of describing scenario structures. They're all to do with how the players pick their paths through the game. Whereas gameplay structures often settle into nested loops and narrative structures are about wobbly rising trend lines, scenario structures are often depicted as flowcharts. That's a point I made years ago when I claimed every adventure was a dungeon, is a dungeon, when I claimed every adventure is a dungeon. The terminology trap. Before I explain how all these structures are one and the same, I have to appeal to you, especially certain very specific yous, not to fall into a certain trap when discussing this shit. I want you to stay out of the terminology trap. I've plopped a lot of structure-related terms like turds throughout this and other articles. Terms like open world, adventure of the week, gameplay loop, 4X, and three-act story. While such terms are useful for broadly lumping together games with similar structures, they're far too broad and general for actual analysis or planning purposes, and they shouldn't be viewed as templates or forms to fill in. If you want to have an intelligent discussion about structure, or if you want to devise a campaign vision, or tell folks about your game, you can't use those terms. It's like trying to fully describe a painting by saying, "It's a still life of flowers," or "It's a winter landscape." You're not saying enough to be useful. You need to describe the color palette and composition and shapes and painting style and medium and so on. You've got to ramble, especially if you want to do anything interesting. I can tell you my current AD&D 2E campaign is a three-act dungeon delve with Link to the Past inspired accordion structure. And even if you actually knew what I meant, and if those terms had any actual set definitions, you still wouldn't know anything remotely useful about my campaign. Never use jargon to describe your game's structure. You need at least a paragraph to describe a structure usefully. You need several. Those jargony terms are just a way of saying, hey, those several paragraphs you wrote have some broad similarities to the several paragraphs I wrote about my campaign. That's fun to know, but not useful. The three that are one. Structure describes how you order the different bits and pieces of your campaign together. And campaigns are made of lots of pieces. But really, they're made out of just one piece, or one kind of piece. A campaign is nothing more than a string of events. It's just a bunch of, here's what happens, what do you do? Thus, in the end, a campaign has but one structure. It's all just about how one event follows another. Sometimes it's about how one action in combat invites the next. Sometimes it's where you go when you leave the room by the eastern door. Sometimes it's how you move from being in town to trekking the wilderness. But it's all just choices and transitions. Nevertheless, those three structures are all present. They're just all hidden in the same tangled mass of actions and resolutions and choices and transitions. As the players delve the dungeon, they go through gameplay loops. Delving the dungeon is part of a larger gameplay loop. But the players are also picking a path through a scenario every time they decide where to go next. And they're experiencing rising and falling tension as they move toward the narrative's climax. Designing an adventure or campaign is about interweaving this shit. It's about building one structure that works as a gameplay structure, a narrative structure, and a scenario structure. Need an example? Consider boss fights. Why do boss fights work? Why do so many games use boss fights? Why should yours? Whoops. And I lost an entire sentence there. The answer is that boss fights provide all three kinds of structures in one neat little package. Okay, you got to listen to me type. The answer is that boss fights provide all three kinds of structure in one neat little package. From a gameplay structure perspective, the boss fight is part of a cycle of gathering information and resources, building power, and using them to overcome challenges. From a narrative structure perspective, word missing, perspective is the word that is missing. From a narrative structure perspective, the boss fight is the climax that resolves the final conflict of the adventure. Either the boss is the source of the conflict that started everything, or else it's the last and greatest obstacle between the players and their goal. And from a scenario design perspective, a well-placed boss fight is the culmination of a path the players chose, wittingly or unwittingly, to prepare themselves for the challenge. Used properly, anyway. What about the Adventure of the Week campaign? Why is that a thing? Well, I already described why it works as a gameplay structure. It's the gameplay loop I talked about above. But it also allows each individual adventure to act as both a self-contained narrative and a self-contained scenario. By their nature, Adventures of the Week have incitements, rising actions, climaxes, and resolutions. That said, note that Adventure of the Week, by itself, says very little about the scenario structure. It just assumes there will be one. This is why, again, these terms are insufficient to describe a campaign in any useful way. But what's the takeaway here? What's my point? Well, I don't have one. As I said, this is just a digression. I just want to make you aware of something. But it's an important enough something that you should put some thought into it. And by thought, I don't mean running your mouth or your fingers off in my Discord server with jargon-laden metal... Yeah, I fell apart. But what's the takeaway here? What's my point? Well, I don't have one. As I said, this is just a digression. I just want to make you aware of something. But it's an important enough something that you should put some thought into it. And by thought, I don't mean running your mouth or your fingers off in my Discord server with jargon-laden meta-conceptual discussions. Why is that hard? Jargon-laden. Jargon-laden is tough to say. It also sounds German when you say, oh yeah, that's jargon-laden. Nope, that's not German. That would be Swedish. Jargon-laden. Yep, we're going to cook the jerky laden today and the popcorn with the turkey and the gobbler gobblers. Metaconceptual discussions. Whatever. What the hell am I doing? Okay. That's it. I thought I had 40 minutes of energy. I clearly did not, because I'm not at the 40-minute mark yet, and I just fell apart. Okay. Where the hell was I? What? Okay. God, I'm like two paragraphs from the end here. I can do this. Okay. But what's the takeaway here? What's my point? Well, I don't have one. Clearly, I don't have one. If I had a point, it wouldn't be this much of a mess. Actually, no, I've had points and they're all messes like this. My points are always a mess. But what's the takeaway here? What's my point? Well, I don't have one. As I said, this is just a digression and I desperately want it to be over. I just want to make you aware of something. But it's an important enough something that you should put some thought into it. And by thought, I don't mean running your mouth or your fingers off in my Discord server with jargon-laden metaconceptual discussions. That's the opposite of thought. Instead, take some time to think about your own home games and your favorite video games. Try to describe their structures in prose, not in terminology, and look for the three different kinds of structures as you do. Get good at recognizing them in other works. And if you don't feel like doing that, if you're just happy reading the discussion and marinating your brain in it, that's fine. But do take one important lesson to heart. Absolutely do not, under any circumstances, ask me for a fucking list of adventure and campaign structures so you can Mad Lib yourself to a game. I am not joking. I will slap you. And that's the end of the proofread aloud. So thank you for listening. Happy February. And the next time you hear from me, it will be March. Thank goodness.